we've got some incredibly tragic news, and that is that Liverpool and Portugal forward Diogo Jota has died in a car accident in Spain.
Sky Sports News have received confirmation of Jota's death from the Guardia Civil in Zamora, where the accident took place. He was 28 years old. Jota has been playing in England since 2017, when he joined Wolves from Atletico Madrid, and he joined Liverpool in 2020, becoming a key player for the side, winning the FA Cup, League Cup and, of course, the Premier League last season.
Yeah, he had 49 caps for Portugal. He was part of that squad that won the Nations League this summer, just not very long ago at all. And even more, making this even more tragic, he was only married last month to the mother of his three children. So he leaves behind a newly wed wife and three children as well. In terms of his Premier League record, 190 league appearances, that's for Liverpool and for Wolves, 63 goals. And famously, he scored 8 minutes into his Liverpool debut back in 2020.
Yeah, Jota was born in Porto in December of 1996 and started his career at his local club, Paços de Ferreira, before he moved to Atletico. A loan move to Porto came before he made a name for himself at Wolves, initially on a loan before making the signing permanent. He was a major reason that they were promoted and continued to excel in the Premier League before Liverpool signed him, where he established himself as a vital member of that incredibly successful team.
Yeah, and in terms of his honours as a player, which is nowhere near as significant as he was as a person, of course, but as a player with Wolves, when he signed there in the Championship and he won the Championship with Wolves, that was the 2017-2018 season. As for with Liverpool, he won the Premier League just a few months ago. He won the FA Cup in 2022, the EFL Cup in the same year as well. Here he is, lifting the Premier League trophy just back in May. And as for Portugal, he's won the UEFA Nations League twice. I said how he'd won it earlier on this summer. He also won it back in 2019 as well. Yeah, we have a statement, actually, which has come from Zamora Provincial Council. Zamora is a place in Spain quite near the border to his native Portugal. We have got a statement that we can read out from them, because this is where we understand he passed away.
Yeah, the statement says this. Two young people died in an accident on the A52, Palacios de Sanabria, the Rio Negro del Puente fire station, northern zone of the consortium, responded. The vehicle caught fire and the flames spread to the vegetation. They were 28 and 26 years old, RIP. So that's confirmation of both Diogo Jota and his brother, André Silva.
Yeah, André Silva, also a professional footballer, by the way. He was playing at Penafiel in the second division out in Portugal, so even more tragic. Diogo Jota has passed away at the same time as his brother, André Silva, also a professional footballer.
Incredibly, incredibly sad news this morning. Gary Neville has posted a tribute on X saying this is heartbreaking news on Diogo Jota and his brother. All my love and best wishes to his family.
Yeah, we're waiting to get any more statements from the likes of Liverpool and Wolves as well, which this is all breaking news. This has just come into us here at Sky Sports News, the most tragic news possible, of course. Diogo Jota, only 28 years old, and here we are. You said that he was married only last month. Here's a picture of his wedding day, such a happy day. He married his long-term partner. It was actually 11 days ago. It was the 22nd of June. And this is the picture that they posted on their wedding day. Remember, he doesn't just leave behind his wife, three children as well.
Yeah, Henry Winter has also posted a tribute to Diogo Jota, saying desperate news about Diogo Jota and his brother, André Silva. Shocking, tragic and unimaginable the grief of their families and friends. Thoughts with them at this heartbreaking time, RIP. As we've mentioned, this is news that has just been confirmed to us in the last few minutes, that Liverpool forward Diogo Jota has died in a car crash aged 28, along with his brother, fellow footballer André Silva, aged 26. This happened out in Spain in the very early hours of this morning.
Yeah, we did receive this confirmation. We were aware of these reports, but we got it confirmed not so long ago by the Guardia Civil in Zamora, which is the place where the accident took place. And like we said, he was 28 years old. He's been in England since 2017. He came from Atletico Madrid to Wolves. That's how he came over to England and won the championship with Wolves. Joined Liverpool in 2020 after a very successful time at Molineux. And we all know his footballing ability. He was a key player for Liverpool in terms of his honours there. FA Cup, League Cup, and only a couple of months ago, the Premier League.
And as well, he had 49 caps for Portugal. He was part of that Portuguese squad that won the Nations League this summer. 190 Premier League appearances, scoring 63 goals. But of course, all of that pales in comparison to the fact that he was a man who was married to the love of his life only last month to the mother of his three children.
Yeah, he ingratiated himself to those Liverpool fans very, very quickly because he scored 8 minutes into his Liverpool debut and he was a brilliant player for them. They won't care about that right now because his teammates, they're now losing one of their friends rather than thinking about him as a footballer. He was a brilliant footballer, could play all across the front three, was a goal threat. He worked very, very hard. I'd imagine he was the ideal teammate. And there, some of his friends now, they will be mourning his loss. And our thoughts are with especially his family, his wife and his kids, his wider family, but also everyone at Liverpool, everyone connected with Liverpool and Wolves. Of course, he's got his Portuguese national teammates as well.
We've also had a statement in from the Portuguese FA. The Portuguese Football Federation and all of Portuguese football are utterly devastated by the deaths of Diogo Jota and his brother André Silva this morning in Spain. Far beyond being an exceptional player with nearly 50 caps for the national team, Diogo Jota was an extraordinary person, respected by all teammates and opponents, someone with a contagious joy and a reference within his own community. On my behalf and on behalf of the Portuguese Football Federation, I express our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Diogo and André Silva, as well as to Liverpool FC and FC Penafiel, the clubs where the players respectfully performed. The Portuguese Football Federation has already requested UEFA to observe a minute of silence this Thursday before our national team's match against Spain in the Women's European Championship. We have lost two champions. The passing of Diogo and André Silva represents irreparable losses for Portuguese football, and we will do everything to honour their legacy daily.
Yeah.
So that's a statement in from the Portuguese Football Federation.
Yeah, and we've actually got another statement coming in, news coming into us all the time about this, as you can understand. Reaction, sorry, I should say, coming into this very sad news all the time. We've got Napoli have posted their condolences. The president, Aurelio De Laurentiis, and Miss Antonio Conte, of course, the directors and the technical staff, the team and the entire of the Napoli football club, have expressed their deepest condolences and sadness for the sudden passing of Diogo Jota, expressing their deepest sympathy to his family and all at Liverpool.
So yeah. Just a reminder then of that breaking news that has been confirmed to us here this morning, that Liverpool forward Diogo Jota has died in a car crash in Spain. And there's also reports as well that the Guardia Civil out in Spain have confirmed that there was another young man in the car with him, his brother André Silva, also a footballer playing out in Portugal.
Yeah, we got the confirmation from the Zamora Provincial Council. I'll just recap, because anyone just joining us and will be very shocked and hurt by what you're seeing on your screens right now. But we've got the statement here that we were given to us just a few moments ago to confirm this very sad news. They said two young people died in an accident on the A52. And the local fire station responded. The vehicle caught fire and the flames spread to the vegetation. They were 28 and 26 years old. That was Diogo Jota and his brother. André Silva, who was also a footballer, playing for Penafiel in the second tier of Portuguese football.
We've had a post on X from Porto. Diogo Jota spent a year on loan at Porto. They've had this to say, Football Club de Porto is in mourning. It is with shock and deep regret that we send our most sincere condolences to the family and friends of Diogo Jota and his brother André Silva, who was also our youth player. May they rest in peace. And I think that shock and deep regret is a feeling that will be reflected across not just football, but more widely this morning at this deeply heartbreaking news that Diogo Jota and his brother have passed away in a car crash in Spain in the early hours of this morning.